Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. I hope you're having a fabulous day out there. It's kind of gray and a little gloomy here, but it just feels cozy. So anyway, let me do my tuning in chant. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us. I decided that it would be fun to do another, pull another Voyager card. And, you know, I always ask, you know, for the world, what's the message for the world? But of course, it's partly for me as well. I mean, since I am of the world. And so the card I got was Narrowness, the Nine of Crystals. And I thought this was kind of interesting. Let me read what it says. The hardness and impenetrability of the crystal, though conferring stability and power, also isolated. Similarly, your mind may be closed, insular, and inflexible. The crystals represent bars, symbolizing the restrictions you have placed on it. Fixed and intolerant, you maintain a narrow-minded tunnel vision, represented by the shrunken tunnels and apertures through which you view the world. Narrowing the mind, however, is essential to focus and concentration. And so it was interesting because at first I was thinking, oh, crap, oh, that's me. Oh, wait, that's not me. Oh, that's kind of me. Oh, that's the world. Oh, yeah, that's the world. And basically kind of, you know, as our collective consciousness is shifting and we're moving into new earth, there is a lot of narrowness, a lot of closed-minded, a lot of snap judgment. We look at people and make a snap judgment about them. I mean, I've certainly done it myself plenty of times. Hard on others, hard on ourselves. We have this narrow viewpoint about even what we think is going to happen. And so we get all clenched up because we think something horrible is going to happen. And so, you know, what I got for myself from this card was to really focus on opening up and just really being open to all the possibilities. And it's interesting because this is something I've been focusing on for the last few days, a week or so, just really being open to all the possibilities and just letting it flow, you know. I mean, actually, I have to say I've been doing this for a while, been pondering this. So I love it that that's the card that I got today for me and for the world. Obviously, it seems pretty clear out in the world right now. There's so much strife and, you know, people just are super fucking freaked out. And, you know, the whole election in the United States and seeing, you know, the hate coming up, the racism, the misogyny, the white privileged things that are bubbling up and things are becoming very transparent. What it's done is there's been this narrowness around viewing so much of this stuff, and it's time to shift it, and it's time to blast open those channels and get it flowing, you know. We're shedding the light on a lot of crap, and it's really fabulous. I mean, it's painful and it's ugly. It's always see it as this kind of oozing, pussy, horrible sore. But it's time to shift that and get the light on it and heal it. You know, time for healing. I just imagine kind of a laser light going on it, or a calendula, or beautiful sunlight, or whatever it is, you know, that it's all coming out. And as folks are being made aware, especially, I have to say, white men, no offense, guys, but it's like this becoming more and more aware that, oh man, there is a lot of hate out there towards women, and there's a lot of hate, just the whole Black Lives Matter, just some people hear that and it tweaks them. Most white people have no clue of the privilege they have. I know I have probably more awareness than the average person, and I'm certainly still not completely aware of it. So it was interesting. Something popped up in the last couple of days on Facebook. This woman named Alicia Keys, who I didn't even know who she was, apparently she's a singer, went out in public to some event and didn't wear any makeup. And apparently it just caused this huge kerfuffle. I just thought it was awesome. And it's interesting, too. It shows also a little bit why, like, I'm so, and so many of my country friends and stuff, we're so not in that world of makeup and whatever. And really, you know, I don't hardly ever wear any makeup. I mean, I wear a little mascara sometimes, but that is about it. And so it was quite fascinating. So I posted out this and got some interesting discussion and lovely discussion. And I said something about, oh, I heard they wear makeup, might wear a little mascara sometimes. And a woman said, oh, drop the mascara. And it was really interesting. Like, why does she care? I don't even know her. Why would she tell me to do that? And so I made some comment like, gosh, isn't it awesome that we live in a free will society, that we can choose to do whatever we want? And then I said to her, why do you care so much? Just curious. And then she wrote back and said, oh, I'm sorry if I offended you. And I wrote back to her and said something like, no, you didn't offend me. I was just curious to know why you cared so much. And, you know, perhaps in a tone, you were really saying, being supportive of me. But so I never heard back from her, which I thought was really interesting. But it's kind of like, whatever. So you bring up topics like this, and it's fascinating to me how people react and what buttons get pushed out there. And just very, very interesting, you know, showing the light, you know, being shed on what needs to be healed. And I couldn't even believe the hate and the nastiness that came out around this young, beautiful woman choosing to not wear makeup. I mean, like, oh my God, it's crazy. And so then I went and looked at some of her videos, and she's, you know, in those videos, I'm sure she feels like that's what she has to do. And she's all glammed up, makeup, glam dresses, tight fitting, whatever, you know, sexy stuff. And sheesh, we're in this narrowness of being stuck in what is beauty. And one of my friends on Facebook made a whole comment about how she herself has tried different things, like how she's responded to when she wears makeup and when she doesn't. And there's studies apparently done where if you wear more makeup at work, you actually get paid more money. You're given a little more, I don't know, people listen to you, I should say. And it was interesting. Then I flashed back when, right before my brother died. And so this is like 30 years ago. And I was with my ex-husband. We were still Sikhs, and we had thrown a Halloween party. And so I got all dressed up. I don't even know what I was, but I put a bunch of makeup on and did something to my hair and whatever, you know. And my brother came for the party, and he's like, oh, wow, now you finally look like what a real woman should look like. And it was like, at the time, it kind of pissed me off because it was like, yeah, whatever. But it's interesting. I flashed back to that, and it was so fascinating. And I've never been one to wear really any kind of makeup at all. I feel like my face is smothering. And plus, I don't want to be tied to having to do some big ritual. But at, you know, there are definitely, I've spent a lot of hours over the years of my life focused on looking in the mirror. How do I look? What can I do? You know, I've had used some concealer here and there, use a mascara, occasionally use eyeshadow, sometimes use lipstick. And basically, I don't want any of it. And it's nice that my husband doesn't care. It's very nice. And I just wear a little mascara sometimes because I like how it looks on me. My lashes are pale and it just makes me feel good. So it's like, what's the big deal? But I'm doing it for me. I'm not doing it for anybody else. So anyway, lots of interesting things coming out to the light. I'm loving this idea of, and now the angels are showing me my path has always been, the vision of it has been this, could say narrow-ish channel. And I've always seen it as that I'm on my path and I'm just solidly on my path and I'm floating in this boat and I'm clearly on my path. But now they're showing me that they're going to widen out my that path a little bit. It's now a wider channel. So I'm seeing it now as a wider, not quite so narrow. And it wasn't that I was on a narrow path. It was that it was very clearly my path, kind of no matter where I went with it. But they're wanting me to get this visual of having, it's like being open to more possibilities, being open to more opportunities, just being really open to whatever is, whatever comes forth. And they're showing me the jackhammer. The angels often love getting out the jackhammer. And in fact, they're showing me the angels as far as I can see, and they're waving their jackhammers around, and Archangel Michael's out front. And they say, here we are, we're jackhammering this old earth stuff. And we're jackhammering for each of you if you want it. I do want it. Thank you so much. And so they're jackhammering on old beliefs and old ways of being and old belief systems, old narrow paths and all that stuff. So they're jackhammering on that and helping to heal that. So I'm supposed to do a chant now. Okay, they're showing me to do the chant for neutral mind, kind of non-attachment. And this is an excellent chant for as we go out, you know, as we're existing, being open to all possibilities and not getting stuck in that narrow viewpoint. So, Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam, Asankalo, Asanka kehe sirbara hoy, akari nam, akari sala, akari giyana gita gunaga, akari lakan bona ba, nakara sirasan joga vikan, jine lakete sirnai, jifurmai tip tipai, jeta kita teta now, virna vena hi kotau, kururata kavan kaha vichar, varina java ekvar, jota dibhave saivalakar, to Sada Salamata Nirankar. So the lady just came and said, I have about a minute and a half left. And I love, you know, I don't know if anybody ever listens to this show. It's funny. I keep doing it because I keep knowing I'm supposed to keep doing it. And, you know, whatever. If it's just for me, fine. If I'm just putting it out to the world and whoever, maybe I'll go listen at some point. Totally fine, totally fine. But I do feel very, very blessed to be where I'm at in my life. I have an awesome, awesome life. I have an amazing, amazing best friend husband, amazing, amazing best friend daughter, an amazing, amazing best friend son. And I have lovely friends in my life. I get to be active, dancing. We're going to go dancing tomorrow night up in Portland. Contra dancing. I'm walking every day with a little, our friend's dog we're taking care of for 4 months. I get to go hiking, get to ride my bike, and I have the most amazing house, and very, very blessed. Just feel very, very blessed. So much love to all of you, and I hope you have a super blessed and fabulous day. Take care.